Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. And I know that was a little lower than we normally do, but you're going to have to deal with the voice you're getting tonight. I am back. I'm here. Obviously not playing at 100%, but I missed you dearly. And we have things we have to discuss. So discuss it we will. Here's what's on tap for tonight. Well, we're going to talk about the balancing act. You ready to feel good about something? Be glad you're not one of these Democrat politicians. We're going to discuss the balancing act they have to perform. We'll get to that here in just a minute. And there are many parts of our society that do this, way beyond politicians. We'll get to that in a minute. In case you're wondering, and I doubt you are, but in case you're wondering, yes, we will be carrying Joe Biden's idiot speech live in about 2 hours from now. I don't want to. It's going to be stupid. We all know what he's going to say, but we'll carry every single word of it here so you don't have to change the channel. Now, on top of that, what else are we looking at here? Well, we're going to talk about the White House sharing a photograph of top secret military personnel. We're going to talk about Kathy Hochul, other politicians with their hand out right now. Victoria's Secret changing business models, RFK Jr.'s all for reparations, the DOJ, why didn't those Hamas protesters get arrested? All that, so much more. There's so much to get to tonight. I could never list it all. There's so much to get to, but all that's coming on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, ask me anything. Get those in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let me get this out of the way right off the bat. Hey, Jesse, you sound rough. I tried to do TV last night. I couldn't do radio. I tried to do TV, and I did. You think this sounds bad, man? You should have heard me yesterday. Somebody told me I sound like RFK Jr. That's not very nice. Somebody asked if I had bronchitis. No, I don't know what it is. It's not bronchitis. I'll live. It's fine. I'm coming out of it. It's no big deal. My typhoid Mary mother-in-law brought a sickness in. No, I'm kidding. No, we're fine. All right. Now, let's deal with something here. The balancing act. I have this email. Hey, Jesse, the wife let me cancel Disney, the guy says. And this is going somewhere, believe me. The wife let me cancel Disney. And that made me think of a Disney ad I saw on television yesterday when I was sitting there bored out of my mind,
just flipping through the channels. Gosh, TV sucks now. Don't ever stay homesick. That's part of the reason I'm here talking to you. I missed you, and home sucks. It's boring. Anyway, Disney ad comes on the television. Now, you, sorry, you're going to have to endure a little bit of that during the show. You, what do you think of Disney right now? Not what it was or anything like that. What do you think of it right now? Well, woke trash, right? You watch all the movies. Every single thing is DEI this and DEI that and LGBTQ this. And do we have enough lesbians in this child's cartoon? And you're disgusted by Disney. I'm disgusted by Disney. You've stopped going. You've canceled Disney Plus. You don't go to the new Marvel movies. I know you don't. I see the numbers. That's what you think about Disney now. This Disney commercial came on. And honestly, Chris, I wish I'd found it before the show. Their latest advertisement. Don't worry about it. You don't have to. You know, because I don't even know if it'll come off on radio well. But just know this. It looked like the Disney you knew and the Disney you would love. I watched it. As soon as it came on, I thought, oh, here we go. I can't wait to see all the LGBTQ. It's probably a rainbow ad. And you know what this Disney ad was? It was 30 seconds of Americana, baby. It was 30 seconds of loving families, man, woman, bunch of kids in the park. It was showing you old clips of old Disney movies, if I remember right, that you love. Oh, look, Cinderella this and that. It was 30 seconds of America. That's what it was. And that brings me to the balancing act. We have a very interesting, awful, but interesting balancing act the communists in America have to play. And they have to play this balancing act. You should know before I go into it. They have to play this balancing act because they thrive on two things. What does the communist thrive on? What fuels the communist? You know what the two things are. Deception and your apathy. You see, the communist looks at you, your home. We'll call it your house. He looks at your home and gosh, he hates it so much. It burns him to no end that your home exists. It is the source of all evil. We're talking about America. Remember, that's how Democrats these days, that's how they view the country. They're all communists now. America is the source of everything evil. It's all evil, racist, misogynist, the source of all our problems, destroying the planet. Everything about the country sucks. He just wants to burn it down so bad it's chewing him up. But the problem is you love your house. And you're not just going to let him. You're not going to let him do that. So he has to figure out a way for you to let him. At least let him in so he can start tearing it up. So what's he do? He lies, of course. No, I love your house. Beautiful house. Gosh, that's awesome. But are those shutters? Are those plantation shutters? Wow, those are expensive. He acts like he loves your house. And he really, really thrives on you never catching on to what he's doing. So some cases he'll obfuscate. How about that word? What, Chris? And in some cases he'll outright lie. Why does Disney have a male princess, quote, with a beard, handing things to your daughter at Disney World, telling her she's a lesbian who should cut off her breasts, and yet their Disney ads on TV look like you made them? It looked like I made them. Why? He can't let you know what he's doing. And you see this over and over and over again with the modern American communist. And you can tell he's always doing a balancing act, no matter what the issue is. You could be talking about a shooting, the border. You could be talking about Israel, Hamas, Ukraine, taxes. No matter what the issue is, when Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, take your pick, when they stand up and speak, here's the balancing act they have to do. This is the tightrope they have to walk. One, he understands full well how rabid and violent and nasty his base of communist street animals are. He understands that, and he likes that, remember. They each have different roles. Elite communist scum, street communist scum. Street communist scum has a vital role. They play a vital role. He needs them to protest, to commit acts of violence, vandalism, murder. He needs you too scared. When you ask people why they don't speak up, they'll oftentimes talk about how scared they are. I don't want a mob coming to my house. He needs that. He needs that. But the street communist scum, they also need the elite communist scum to keep them out of trouble. That's why they can take over the house, the Senate building, interrupt the proceeding, and they'll all get slaps on the wrist. Everybody knows it. You know what I know.
Yeah, guys, the U.S. Capitol is a big complex. So where we're standing is an office building just off of the Capitol. It's where members of Congress have their offices. And this is what came just about a half hour ago, a little bit less. You can see demonstrators actually at the tip of my finger there starting to get removed now by U.S.
Yeah, yeah, that's why they do it. So what the tightrope he has to walk when he has to give an answer on anything, he has to give enough red meat, no one likes beets. He has to give enough red meat to the street communist scum to make them think he's still with them. No, 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 I'm with you. I hate America like you do. This place sucks. But at the same time, he can't come right out and say that. Because then Normie Norm and Normie Norma will cease being apathetic. And he needs Norm's apathy. It is the fuel that drives him. You can never, not you, but your neighbor, he can never catch on to how truly anti-American and evil these people are. That's the ultimate tightrope. Every single one of these commie scumbags walks when they make public comments. Do you remember they used to mock Obama all the time for how often he would say, when he talked? He cleaned it up towards the end of his presidency. But very early on, remember, he was fresh off the streets of Chicago as a communist street animal. Gets himself into elected office. 15 minutes later, he's president. So when he would speak, this is a true America hater. Real America hater. He would always it got so bad Letterman was mocking him back in
the day.
This
is an excellent segment, and you folks, thank your lucky stars you're here tonight. It's time for the Barack Obama count.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
All those things override a guilt by association. Some of these issues. To talk more fully about, with full documentation, that there's nothing I think there's no doubt that it has been in the past.
We are going to be back to finish this about the tightrope they walk in ways we can take advantage of it. Just a revelation about what you see and hear. It'll be eye-opening when you hear them speak from now on. Before we get to that, let's do something really quickly, obviously. We are going to make sure we're still paying attention to what's happening with the fiscal disaster.
My colleagues and I remain resolute in our commitment to returning inflation to 2% over time. A range of uncertainties, both old ones and new ones, complicate our task of balancing the risk of tightening monetary policy too much.
Oh, good. That was Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. Do you have your emergency 3-month food kit yet? Are you prepared for the economic calamity that is coming? Do I need to remind you the interest on the debt used to be $250 billion? It's about to be $1.2 trillion, I'm sorry. Greater than the military budget. The cards, the house is coming down. Get 3 months worth of non-perishable food for everyone who lives in your home to make sure you're ready, whatever comes. My Patriot Supply sells them, and they're $200 off right now. Don't wait until you need it. Now is the time. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com and get yours tonight. preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I am back and better than ever. I'm not really. It's kind of a mess here. I'm going to get, look, Somebody thought I was doing drugs in traffic today. We'll go over that. You know what? I'm going to tell you that story in 10 minutes. We're going to take a personal break, and I'm going to tell you my drug story. 10 minutes from now, me doing drugs. Not actually doing drugs. I'll explain in a minute. Back to what we're talking about. The balancing act America's communists have to walk. And I just played it in case you're just joining us. They have to walk a balancing act when they speak publicly. Because they're all communists now, they hate the place, they want to burn it down. They know you love the place, you don't want it to burn it down. They must do this balance where they're telling their base, yes, America does suck, and I promise I'm going to hurt it the way you want me to hurt it, while at the same time not telling you that. And it's interesting to watch them do it. And I should preface this by saying, I'm about to play a long clip of AOC doing this. It's hilarious. But I should preface this by saying, they only get away with this. America's communists only get away with this because of the American communist media. If you had a country where you had a real media, not even right wing, just any kind of a real media, you'd never get away with this balancing act because they would sniff it and they'd push you over. But America's communist media, they help them do this, help them put it in the nicest terms. This is a little long. I may cut her off at some point in time, but I'm going to play AOC. Don't worry about the subject matter, but she's talking Israel Hamas. Now, AOC is a communist. AOC understands that communists in America love Hamas. Why? It's all just a big communist death cult designed to burn down the West. And that's why you've seen these pro-Hamas demonstrations all across the country. AOC understands that's her constituency. Those are her supporters. AOC wants to sit down on CNN. If she was just able to be honest, she wants to sit down and say, yeah, I love Hamas. Hamas, they helped me win elections. And the local Hamas supporters here, they're all commies who I love. I love them. And I'm probably going to need them to hurt and intimidate people I want to hurt and intimidate in the future. So I will embrace them. And you know what? I hate America more than I even hate Israel. That's what AOC wants to say. But she understands, even in her district, she can't really say that. So she sits down with friendly apparatchiks at CNN. And you want to hear the tightrope? The tightrope I just described? Listen to the tightrope here. This is what they do.
You and several other of your colleagues released a statement calling on for a ceasefire. But what is Israel supposed to do about Hamas after they abducted over 1,000 of their citizens? Are they supposed to just do nothing?
Well, you know, I think what's important to note about a ceasefire is that it's not one-sided. Hamas has been sending thousands of rockets into Israel as well. And what is important is for us to identify our goal in terms of what safety means, in terms of what defense means.
But
and
I think
Pause. I'm going to let her keep going. See what she's doing already? Changing the subject. Obfuscating. Chris, that's twice. What, Chris? That's twice at the opening of the show. Changing the subject. Well, no, I mean, what's really important is you walk in drunk from golfing. The wife says, how many beers did you have? And you say, honey, I have to tell you, your earrings are so pretty. Honestly, look at your eyes, the way they make your eyes sparkle. That's what AOC's doing here. Now, I'll let her keep going. This is the tightrope. They all do it. This is the American communist. He can never let you know what he's thinking because your apathy is his fuel.
Congresswoman, I think the position from Israel's perspective is that there was already an attack.
Mm-hmm.
And Hamas already committed an attack. Mm-hmm. After that happened.
Right about now, you should know she wants to come out of her chair and scream, I don't care. Good. Screw the Jews. I love Hamas. That's what she wants to say. She can't. America's populace won't allow her. But that's what she wants.
Do you really believe that they should not respond to that?
I think what we need to take a look at in this situation is if collective punishment qualifies as defense, if the blockade on water, food, electricity, if the dropping of white phosphorus qualifies. So I do believe that there's a discussion to be had here.
There's a discussion. They love doing that. Well, sure, we can have a discussion. Of course, there's a discussion. I'm not being unreasonable. Let's have a discussion.
I believe that an either or approach is what is necessary, but we should identify what our goal is, which is the cooling of tensions in the region.
Israel's goal is to rid the region of Hamas. They've been very clear about that. And for Israel to deal with Hamas, which is a force.
Yeah, you got it. It goes on for another minute. They all do it. It's why even high IQ Obama, and yes, he had one. It's why even David Letterman made fun of him. Why could someone with such a high IQ not get through a sentence without saying,
This is an excellent segment, and you folks, thank your lucky stars you're here tonight. It's time for the Barack Obama count.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Yeah, I'm not going to play it for you again. Why is that? Because they can never let you know what they really want. Now, how do we combat that? And is there a Republican balancing act? There is. We will cover it after I tell you about doing drugs. Before we do that, let's do something good tonight. Let's talk about saving a baby's life tonight. There's enough gore out there in the news. You don't have to look hard to see somebody dismembered, blown up, shot, stabbed. It's freaking awful now. And look, I understand that that's the world we live in. But we can spread some light and we can spread some life, can't we? That's what you do when you give to preborn. You are creating life, sparing life, saving life. You are giving a free ultrasound to a woman who is about to kill her baby. She thinks it's a clump of cells. She's scared. She doesn't know. Preborn brings her in, gives her an ultrasound for free. She hears the heartbeat. The majority of the time, vast majority of the time, she chooses life because of you and the $28 you give to preborn. That's what you've done, and thank you for it. It's all tax deductible. Give what you can. Give $28,000 for all I care. Give. It saves a life. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research. And it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. so I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Wake and Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, talking about the balancing act of the American communist. And we'll get to the balancing act Republicans play in this country publicly. It's a much different balancing act than the one the communists play. We'll get to how do we counter that? How should the right handle the balancing act of the communists? We'll get to that, but I have to tell you something first. So it happened to me on the way to the studio today to do the show. Now, obviously, I've been gone for 2 days. Sorry, sick, right? It's, can't do anything about it. Whatever this lung thing is, who knows? Maybe I'm dead. Maybe I'm already dead. Who knows? But I am coming out of it. I know I still sound like crap and I'm coughing, but I'm coming out of it. So my in-laws are staying with us for a week in town. And father-in-law goes to the pharmacy for me. He's a stud. And he gets something. I'm sure you already knew this existed. I had no idea this thing existed. Allow me to explain. Now, I'll get back to politics in a minute. So you know what Vicks VapoRub is, right? I obviously, everyone knows what Vicks VapoRub is. My mom used to rub it on my chest when I was a kid, and then I would feel better out in the morning. Thanks, Mom. Anyway, Vicks VapoRub. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows what it smells like. Well, did you know there's such thing over the counter? I'm going to sound like such an idiot. Everyone's going to know this but me, as a vapor inhaler. Now, here's what it is. Think about a thing of chapstick, right? It looks identical to that. A thing of chapstick. It's the same size, same shape. I guarantee the same company makes the same plastic thing. It looks like a thing of chapstick. Only instead of a flat top with chapstick on it, it has this round top with a hole in it. Very clearly, there's Vicks VapoRub of some kind or something like that in it. I didn't know these things existed. What you do is you put the thing up to your nose. I'll do this live on the air. And you go, what, Chris? That's good radio. No, that was one nostril. Hold on, Chris. You got to do another. You got to do a... See that? No, it's not a snorting fix, Chris. It's drug-free. It's Vicks VapoRub. Shut up, Chris. Anyway, so you put this chapstick-like looking thing up to your nose, and you close one nostril and you give it the old, you know, you're with me. What, Chris? It's fine. It's not like anyone's listening. It's not like this is a national show. All right, quit. Now, he got me this yesterday. And I got to be honest. It's pretty pleasant. It's pretty cool. Especially you're all stuffed up. It feels pretty good. I didn't fully appreciate how doing that might look to other people who don't know what you're doing. Almost to the studio, like a minute away, stop at a red light. No big deal. Not losing my temper. I'm not in any rush at all. But I do have a little bit of the sniffles here. So I pull out my little chapstick-style vapor inhaler, and I'm not looking around. The wife says this is part of the reason why I do things that embarrass her all the time, because I never consider other people. I just kind of do whatever I feel like doing. So I bust it out right there in traffic. I close one nostril, and you don't jam it up in there. You just kind of put it on the end. So I just doing that thing Aaron in traffic, and I give each one two or three, right? I give them good two or three, and I'm, because I feel like I'm alone, I'm in a car after all, I'm really breathing in, right? I'm leaning into that bad boy. And I look over to the right, and there's some lady, I would guess 50s or 60s. She's not even giving me the side eye. She's looking at me, just staring at me
mortified. And you can tell she thinks I'm doing something illegal, to which I immediately realized what it must look like. So I grabbed it and I held it up, except when you unpackage it, all the wrapping comes off. So it just looks like a little, I don't even know what it looks like, but I held it up to her like this and she takes off. She takes off. She freaks out and she takes off. Lady, if you're listening, I swear I don't have a cocaine problem. It's for my nose. Right? It's for my nose. And look, that went better than it did with the wife, because I was doing this the other night. Everyone was eating dinner and I stepped aside to do this. And she said, oh, that's kind of gross. And I said, hey, you think this is gross? I tried to use this rectally before this. And she, look, the in-laws thought it was a lot funnier than she did. All right. She didn't think it was that funny. Look, I told her, man, I got to tell you, I feel cooled off, but my nose is still stuffed. I don't know what's wrong with this thing. All right, quit. Shut up. Focus. Let's get back to politics here. The balancing act. We'll get to the balancing act, the dirtball scumbag Republicans play, and we're going to talk about Joe Biden sharing a picture, the Biden White House, of Delta Force today, and Kathy Hochul with her hand out. I'll get to that shortly, but I want to play something for you, and I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm going to play you an audio clip of a Canadian. I don't know who this person is. Apparently, from my Canadian friends, he's legit. But I'm not vouching for him. That's what they tell me. He's legit. Pierre Poilievre or something like that. I don't know. It doesn't sound very American. But apparently, he's on our team. And he gets interviewed by a reporter. And he gets this interview mostly right. Certainly more right than anyone in America's GOP ever seems to get it. But when you sit down with the media, remember, the media is constantly running cover for the communists, and they're always, because they're not the media, they're your enemy, they're trying to make you look bad. Republicans in America, low-T GOPers, please, please, I'm begging you, I can't believe I'm saying this, listen to the Canadian. This is how you handle these people.
In terms of your sort of strategy currently, you're obviously taking the populist pathway.
What does that mean?
Well, appealing.
Just before I let him keep going, he already dropped the, what does that mean? Remember, they're not journalists. They're not reporters. They're your enemy. They are there to destroy you. Stop treating them like naive little lefties who can be persuaded. They're there to destroy you. That's why they do what this guy's doing to Pierre. That's why they're trying to give a speech and frame you, box you in. Remember what the communist does. We talked about it a million times with fences. He's trying to fence you in. Don't go outside of this. Don't say this. He's giving you all the parameters. Your answer has to stay in between. Listen to this guy blow through.
Appealing to people's more emotional levels, I would guess. I mean, certainly you tap very strong.
Again, this is for the American GOP. Did you hear what he just did? It was hard to hear. What do you mean by that? Give me an example. Perfect. Perfect. Don't let him speechify.
Ideological language quite frequently.
Like what?
Left wing, you know, this and that, right wing, you know, I mean, it's that type of ideological thing.
I never really talk about left
but
or right.
Anyways, a lot
I
of
don't really believe in that.
Okay. A lot of people would.
Did you hear what the communist apparatchik just did too when he did it? Because remember the communist is only a robot. Think of him like a robot. He doesn't want to be free. He doesn't think freely like you do. He goes to the hive mind. He gets his programming uploaded. And that's what he carries out with him. Journalists are the same. He got called out, this journalist, quote journalist, got called out in the most minor way. And immediately he understands, he realizes what's happening. It's gone outside of his programming. And he tried to drop the, well, but anyways, as soon as he got called, but anyway, let's move on. I'm going to rewind it. Listen to when he does it.
Say that you're. You know, this and that, right wing, you know, I mean, it's that type of ideological thing.
I never really talk about left
but
or right.
Anyways, a lot
I
of people
don't really believe in that.
Okay. A lot of people would.
Well, anyways, you see, he can't sit and argue the point with you because he's not mentally equipped to argue the point with you. This is why we are now anti-communists, not conservatives. Anti-communists. What's the difference? The conservative at family Thanksgiving rolls his eyes and walks away while liberal Aunt Peggy ruins everything talking about her love of abortion. Anti-communists don't allow her to do that anymore. We challenge them, and when we do, you will see liberal Aunt Peggy freak out this way too, because she has programming. I'm not done with this. We're going to finish this up because it's a great lesson for all of us, GOPers and all of us. Before I finish that, let's do this. Where do you get your meat? What if I told you that my meat could be delivered to your front door? American meat. Good ranchers meat. All American. The highest quality meat there is. And whatever. Chicken, beef, seafood, whatever. The best quality delivered to your front door with a company that shares your values. God, family, country. That's what Good Ranchers is. Your grocery store is owned by a gigantic corporation that loves DEI and LGBTQ. Even here in Texas, you walk in the grocery stores in June, it's a daggone rainbow parade. I spend as little there as possible. I get my meat from Good Ranchers. They deliver it to me. Why would I get it anywhere else? And right now they're giving out 2 years worth of free ground beef with it. I don't know. How about 2 years worth of free burger? That's a $480 value. Go subscribe. That gets you $25 off when you use the code Jesse and 2 years worth of free ground beef. Pick your box, whatever your meat needs are. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Jesse. Go now.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. Does not have to be political. All 3 hours tomorrow will be dedicated to you. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. We're having a little lesson for the GOP and how to deal with the media, courtesy of this Canadian Pierre blah, 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 or whatever his name is. I don't know. It sounds French, so it's not important. Anyway, he keeps going.
Would say that you're simply taking a page out of the Donald Trump book.
Like which people would say?
Just pause for a second. Remember, Donald Trump. See that they're in Canada, right? Donald Trump's not there. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Why do they talk about him so much? Why? After all, they're going to throw him in prison. Not going to let him be president again. They've got him. So why this endless obsession with him? Why the endless obsession with him? Well, they handle their enemies in very similar manner to the way they handle their heroes. You see, they will create them because it gives the hive mind communist robots something to focus on, whether they're worshiping it or demonizing it. You've seen them do this with figures they want you to worship, figures they demand you worship. Dr. Fauci. Remember how you'd never heard of Fauci before in your life? And then all of a sudden he's all over every magazine cover. He's giving the opening statements at the Super Bowl. He's Mr. Millionaire. And they were all of a sudden huge Fauci fans and demanded you bow to Fauci. Oh, even better one. Remember Floyd? George Floyd? Some dirtball drug dealer you've never heard of and don't care about in your life. He died, and then everyone demanded that you pay homage to him. You know, you are racist, right? What have you done to punish America for being racist? George Floyd! And they're building statues to him all over the place. There's a George Floyd statue in New York City. I'm sorry, I just can't get over that. They create these gods. They demand their people worship. Because their people are all simpleton commie robots, they will do so. They do the same thing with the devils. They'll create one. Remember, Donald Trump, I realize he's different, for sure. He's not some antichrist, even for the left. He's a New York business guy. What? But they have, over and over and over and over and over again, through a sustained 6-7 year campaign, created in the minds of the dirty commie hordes that Donald Trump is the antichrist. Now that they have created the devil, now they campaign off of the devil. That's why Joe Biden, going into the midterms, why do you think every word he used to describe the other side going into the midterms was MAGA? MAGA Republicans, extreme MAGA, ultra MAGA, mega MAGA. Remember they kept toying with MAGA It didn't make sense because Trump wasn't running for anything. He was playing golf in Florida. Why are you bringing up Trump? They've created the devil. The devil uniquely motivates the commies on the other side. That's how the left, that's how all of the West's communist apparatchiks, that's how they operate now. We're not even in America. This is in Canada. And the guy's interviewing somebody and drops Trump's name. Why does he drop Trump's name? It's not for the guy he's interviewing. He drops Trump's name for the dirty communist animals who are watching, who know that just at mention of Trump's name, they will come unglued and be filled with rage. That's why he did this. I'll play it again real quick.
That right wing, they, you know, I mean, it's that type of ideological thing.
I never really talk about left
but
or right.
Anyways, a lot
I
of
don't really believe in that.
Okay. A lot of people would say that you're simply taking a page out of the Donald Trump book.
Like which people would say that?
Well,
now this Republican elected officials and normal people and people like us, the anti-communists, this is a valuable lesson. What he just did. Did you hear what he just did? What people? You hear what he said?
I'm sure.
I don't really believe in that.
Okay.
Listen to what he
says. A lot of people would say that you're simply taking a page out of the Donald Trump book.
Like which people would say that?
Well, a lot of people would say, I've watched Republican politician after Republican politician fall for this over and over and over again. Instead of challenging the fence posts the reporter is putting up, they sit there meekly by and watch him build the fences around him. That you see what the reporter just did? Well, a lot of people are saying, of course, that's what he thinks. What he's really saying is, I think, I'm saying, but he doesn't want to say that. So instead, he'll just throw up a quick fence, and he's used to the feminized American right staying within that fence. Well, a lot of people are saying you're the Antichrist. Don't play that game. Do exactly what this guy, Pierre Poilievre. What people? Who's saying that?
Well, I'm sure a great many Canadians.
See, you went outside of the commies programming again. He can't answer that. Well, I'm sure there are a lot of them. That wasn't part of the upload.
But
like who?
I don't know who, but...
Well, you're the one who asked the question, so yeah. You must know somebody.
Okay. I'm sure there's some out there.
Listen to how comfortable he is. You're asking the robot to do things he's never been programmed to do. And in a way, isn't that so sad for our side? These people have been allowed to operate like this forever. Isn't it so sad? I'll let him.
But anyways, the point of this question is, I mean, why should?
Yeah, you got the good parts of it. How pathetic of us that we have allowed the communists to build fences around us. And it's not just politicians and reporters. We allow our liberal Aunt Peggy's in our lives, our co-workers, our actual aunts, brothers, sisters, mothers, sons. We allow the people in our lives, we allow them to do this to us too in casual conversation. Don't ever allow a communist to fence you in, because I promise you, the communist does not have good plans for you once you're inside the fence. He's fencing you in, and it's not for your own good. Remember that. All right? All right. Speaking of their plans for us, I have an interesting article about Biden voters and what they think about free speech. And that will tie us in perfectly to all these pro-Hamas demonstrations. Oh my gosh, we have so much we're going to get to tonight. And don't forget, we're going to carry Joe Biden's sorry speech live here in about an hour. Just bear with me. Before we do any of that, let's do this. Let's make sure we are doing things to protect ourselves from the government destroying our money. Now, you can't do anything about the money supply. I can't do anything about the money supply. Even if we elect another Republican, he'll just do what they do. Same thing Democrats do. Spend and print, spend and print, spend and print. It's inevitable now. You know it. I know it. It's never going to change. So we don't give up, though, right? We protect ourselves. We protect ourselves with precious metals because we can touch and feel them. Because their value has withstood the test of time. Oxford Gold Group is the way you can own gold and silver. No, not bars and ridiculous things you can't use, all these restrictions. I'm talking gold coins, silver coins, Oxford Gold Group. They will get it in your 401k. They will get it in your IRA, but get a hold of them. Go to jessekellygold.com. It's your one-stop shop for all this. Don't worry, you want to speak to somebody, you can do that from there too. Everything is easy. Oxford Gold makes it easy. That's why I love it. jessekellygold.com. Two more hours. Hang on.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lydie Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.